Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. Pick up, pick up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple on a funky flashback Friday. Rob Parker along with Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Hour number two, before we get to Tom Brady, Martin Weiss, for people who do not know, you hear him all the time on Trolling or Rolling. A segment here on the Odd Couple program, and Martin and I both came from Detroit. Martin was my producer at WXYZ Channel 7 in Detroit. Martin, right? We had a ball doing the 10 p.m. sportscast in Detroit. And Martin and I had a podcast during the basketball season, the Lemon Pepper Parlay Podcast, where we argued a lot about the NBA.
Argued. I mean, you know, when I saw Sal, who was our boss on that podcast, he looked at me and said, "I've never heard you not yell."
Is that what
he's, you know, he's like, "He's good to see you in person." And I said, "Hello." And he's like, "Wow, you sound so much more quiet than normal."
Yes.
Like, well, you know, I don't have to yell about LeBron to you.
Yes, because normally we are getting at it. But here's a topic. We might get into it as well. But I wrote a column today for Deadspin. If you get a chance, take a look at it. Please read it, because a lot of people, they see the headline, they already make up their mind about the column, and the first thing they would think about is that, basically, Martin, that I'm ripping Tom Brady's son for being a ball boy with the Tampa Bay Bucks. Is that what you got?
I did read the column, and the first line says, "Tom Brady's son is a ball boy for the Buccaneers, and that's the problem with the NFL." So I don't necessarily disagree with those who may have had that opinion.
But you did read the
rest of
the column.
Yes, I read the rest of it. I read the rest of it. But, you know, you put the most important things at the top, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you want to put it out there, let people know. And the reason I say this, and I want people to understand, is that the NFL has a huge problem, Martin, and it has for a long time. And it's nepotism. And that has stopped a lot of black people, minorities, others from getting opportunities in this league. That is 75% or so black on the field.
Right.
But when it comes to the front office and head coaches and all that, and the problem is, and this is why I wrote about it, is it looks innocent. Tom Brady's the star quarterback of the Bucs. They just won a Super Bowl. He has a 13-year-old son. Yeah, son, come on. Be the ball boy and no problem. No foul, no harm. The only problem is this has gone on, and guys like Tom Brady's son have gone on to be NFL head coaches because their dad's in the right spot. Todd Haley's the guy I highlighted in the column. Martin, when you read about Todd Haley, did you know all that information?
No, I already knew it. But the thing that's different about Brady, in my estimation, is that almost overarchingly, almost all of the examples that you had in your column, these guys were coaches putting other coaches in positions. Whereas, and I 100% agree, nepotism is a huge problem in the NFL. And you highlighted Rod Marinelli, and he hired several people who's sitting around this Thanksgiving dinner table to coach his football team.
His son-in-law was a defensive coordinator. His son-in-law's father was the assistant offensive line coach, and then there were other people in the organization as well that Marinelli hired.
And inherently, I don't think there's anything wrong with hiring somebody that you know or maybe related to.
Oh, no. Most companies, Martin, do not go for nepotism.
But I'm going to say inherently, but the reason why you have that is because the reason why you have the idea that nepotism is wrong or this is a bad idea is because you're not going through and vetting everybody. You're not going through and vetting as many candidates as possible, and you end up on your cousin who happens to be the best choice, right? That's not what's happening here. But in terms of Tom Brady's kid being a ball boy, and I don't have a super big problem with it, but I understand the premise that Tom Brady's son's a ball boy at 13. He sticks around. Like it's essentially the Kyle Shanahan story, no? He was in Denver with his dad while Mike was coaching, and he was there and watched his dad and learn.
Watch film with them and break down film.
And so then at 35 years old, he's got 20 years of NFL experience, legitimately, right? But it's because he was able to circumvent some of the other factors that are because of who his father was.
So, and let me – go ahead. I want to get into the Todd Haley and so to spell out for people who don't know.
So the thing that I say, I'm not sure if you would have that same level of – like, I don't think that Tom Brady's son going and watching him at football practice or being a ball boy is going to make Tom Brady's son a better football player. It may build him to be a football coach one day, right? But I don't know if it works in the same way as, like, coach to coach, player to player. But I agree with the overarching point that nepotism is a huge problem in the NFL.
And so Todd Haley's dad was once the director of personnel for the Steelers and the Jets. He was a former NFL cornerback. And as a kid, Todd Haley was a ball boy, just like Brady's son, for the Steelers, and attended training camps with his father. And Haley didn't follow in his father's footsteps because he didn't play college football. He didn't play football after the youth level. He played golf in college instead, Martin. And yet it didn't, like, stop him from having a career in the NFL as a coach and getting a plum coaching job. 2009, he got hired by the Kansas City Chiefs as their head coach. And how did he get started in the NFL ladder? His father hired him with the Jets in 1995. So there was another one of those opportunities. And then there was Kyle Shanahan. Do you remember the quote that was famous during the Black Lives Matter movement, Martin, where Kyle Shanahan got up and said, hey, quote, how the heck are there only 4 black coaches out of 32 head coaches? How are there only 2 black GMs? I mean, we're in a predominantly, black league he was talking about. The majority of our players are black. So the fact that there's that few, that's not debatable, end quote.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And I'm going to say, you're right, Kyle, it's not. But the black guys don't have the hookup like you had when your dad hired you down in D.C. with Washington, and he was the offensive coordinator for his dad. And in three of his first 4 years, Washington's offense ranked 25th, 26th, 23rd. Did he get fired? No, because dad was running the show.
But to that point, it drives me nuts how we always look at things like, was somebody's the first black to do something, or we look at the outliers, right? There's four head coaches and two GMs. Why don't we look at how is there 28 of 32 teams are run by white people?
Right.
Right? Like, 30 of 32 teams are run by white people, just white men, period, stop. Right? So, like, I'm just – why we never look at it from that perspective. And I think if you did, you can answer a lot of your questions, right? So, like, Kyle Shanahan, how are we in this position? Because of guys like you. Because of guys like Sean McVay
and
Matt
LaFleur.
You
and your dad. Exactly. That's why black former players have a hard time going up. Let me give you this, Martin.
Real quick. I'm not trying to say that Shanahan is even a bad coach in this moment. Like, I think Shanahan is one of the better coaches in the league.
We're talking about opportunity.
But the idea that he was able to even get the chance. You told me a long time ago, it ain't necessarily what you know. It's who you know, then what you know. Right, so he was able to. So Shanahan was able to get into the job and do the job well once he got the head coaching position. But the idea is like he shouldn't have had that opportunity in the first place at such a young age.
All right, tell me what's the same on this list? Because hiring is a family hustle in the NFL. Okay, his father and son coaches, Dick and Mike Nolan, the Jim Moras, Marty and Brian Schottenheimer, Don, Dave, and Mike Shula, Bum and Wade Phillips, Mike and Kyle Shanahan, Buddy and Rex and Rob Ryan. In New England, Belichick has two of his kids on his staff, Steve and Brian. And then there's Andy Reid in Kansas City, who hired his kids despite all the problems that they've had, drug arrest, all kinds of stuff. And in fact, his son, Britt, was being charged with a DUI, you remember, Martin, in a car crash days before the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And his alcohol level was 0.113. You know what? Above the legal limit of 0.08. All right? And there's not one black coach or son on that list. So to me, this is what I'm talking about. It's not just as innocent as people make it. I know Tom Brady and the Bucks didn't think anything of it, but this is business as usual in the NFL. This is the stuff that has to be stopped, where it's all about people hiring their relatives and their kids. Because I don't think that the same is afforded, Martin, if you're a black coach and you can bring in your cousin and your uncle and your two kids. Well, I don't think that they'll have the same.
Just look at
right.
It. Just look at it. Just look at the minority coaches, because they open it up to, you know, everybody says, you know, black coaches plus Ron Rivera, right, because he's Hispanic. But that's really – and now Salah in New York, right?
Right.
But, there's several examples of black coaches that didn't do – that just didn't fill their staffs in the same way.
I think that the black coaches know that. That they can't do that. Am I wrong or not?
I'm agreeing with you. I think that it's like they don't have the same length of rope, right? They don't have the same. Like, Urban Meyer can go down and do whatever the hell he wants to right now, right? I don't think that any black coach walks into the room and feels that way. Even a guy like Mike Tomlin, who, by all accounts, should have, in my opinion, some of the best job security in the NFL. But, you know, let the Steelers start 3-3 this year. They're going to talk about his Tomlin seat hot. And all he does is win. Like, his biggest crime is that he couldn't beat the Patriots in the playoffs. And it's like, well, you know, a lot of people can't.
Well, this is the issue that I have with this. I think it's worth talking about. Do you think nepotism? Do you think it's different in sports? In corporate America, they don't do it because it limits the opportunity from all people having access to jobs. If it's always you're hiring somebody you know or a family member, there's a good chance people who don't look like you aren't in your circle. You know, Martin, they're not. Those aren't the people that are you're hooking up with gigs. In Detroit, we mentioned the Marinelli. He had a number of family members a part of the front office and the coaching staff. And I think this is something that the NFL has to look at. Has to start saying, like, we can't do this. This is the same league that had to add the Rooney Rule to force white owners to interview black people, to interview them, because they wouldn't interview them. They wouldn't even interview them. There were times, Martin, in years gone by, where there were 8 coaching opportunities open around the league, and not one black assistant was interviewed for 8 openings. I mean, it was that blatant, and that they had to come up with a rule, and then they wanted to amend it. Hey, you want to get free cookies and a large Diet Coke extra if you hire a black person or what? You know, they were adding even incentives in it.
Well, it's just the simplest answer as to why is something not happening is because people aren't doing it. Right, so Kyle Shanahan, you want to ask why are there only 4 black coaches in the NFL? Because owners aren't hiring black coaches, right? Like, no matter how you shake it or how you incentivize it, that's the end of the day. That's what's happening. They got different rules, and why they're not hiring black coaches. And in a part, it's because they're hiring people that they know and they're related to.
That's right. All right, is nepotism a problem in sports in the NFL? We want to hear from you. Do you have a problem with Tom Brady's son getting a ball boy gig over someone else? You know, there could be a black or brown kid in Tampa would love that opportunity to be a ball boy for training camp. And Tom Brady's son, I'm sure there was no interview process. They didn't look at Tom Brady's son's grades. None of that. I'm just saying, hey, you're Tom Brady's son. All right, you're hired. 877-996-6369. 877-99-ON-FOX. We want to hear from you. It is the Odd Couple on a Funky Flashback Friday. Rob Parker, Martin Weiss. Stick and stay, America.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio on a funky flashback Friday, Don, on the ones and twos. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Rob Parker and Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard. Do you think it's okay to drive stone? The truth is your reaction time slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, don't get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI, paid for by NHTSA. 877-99 on Fox is the telephone number. We're talking about Tom Brady's son getting a ball boy job with the Bucks, but more about the nepotism in the NFL. Do you have a problem with Brady's kid getting that gig? Or do you have a problem with nepotism as a whole in the league? Or are you cool with it? Hey, if I get a job, I can hire my brother, my uncle, my pops, my mom in the front office to be a secretary, whatever I want to do if I'm head coach. Are you cool with that? And Martin, I can't wait to hear from people. 877-99 on Fox.
Let's go to Rob in Spokane. You're on the iCouple. What you got?
Hey, what's going on, Rob?
What's up?
Man, this morning I heard you on a Dan Patrick show, and I don't know who the dude you was talking to, but, man, he didn't get it. And,
it was Jason Smith. Jason Smith. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jason Smith. And he couldn't get it. He could not understand what you were trying to tell him about nepotism. And it's because they don't have an understanding of what we go through. They believe that it's still, you know, equal across the board. And for some reason, I don't get it. But why is it that we got all the numbers, everything is there, and yet they still can't see it? They still say, oh, he kept saying, oh, but what about the great quarterbacks out there right now? You know, Lamar, right. Jackson, all these different. And I'm sure their son can get a job as a ball boy. It wasn't about being a ball boy.
Right.
It was about having opportunity.
And that's my point.
Why can't they get that through their head?
And that was my point. It wasn't so much just about Brady's kid, but this is what happens. This is what nepotism is. And that's at a small level, Brady's kid being a ball boy. But this is what goes on in the NFL. And that is how, that's why, Martin, I wanted to highlight it in the column. You know what I mean? To show you how small it is and how people don't even think anything of it.
Yeah, it's very small fraternity that in the NFL. And it's one that's incredibly hard to break into, especially the way that you come in really matters, too. Like, you coming into that ball, and you'll notice now, especially a lot of assistant coaches, instead of just being, like, defensive coordinator or offensive coordinator, they're, like, pass game coordinators or assistant to the head coach or all these extra titles, all
which gets them in the door,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. The whole purpose of all of that is to resume themselves up. So when they're having that interview, they could be like, oh, yeah, what does the quality control assistant do? What does this assistant do? What does that assistant do? And now you can just have all these different things.
877-99 on Fox.
Jacob in Nevada, you're on the iCouple.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Jacob?
Not much. Hey, I completely agree with the nepotism in the NFL. But you said something earlier about how you don't see that in any business outside the NFL.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I said that in corporate America, in many places America, they don't allow that. That happens a lot in business where people hire their friends,
America,
but not in corporate America.
But I completely agree that it should not be in the NFL, and it doesn't matter what race, who you are. I just don't feel like it should be allowed. It just gives you a bad name. It makes everybody look bad. Everybody likes to see fresh faces, new names everywhere. It always makes
right.
you good.
Just make
and
access to – go ahead.
If the Raiders defense can get in the top 15, where do you see them? Do you think they can get that wild card?
We're going to get there. But I think he has to win this year, Chucky. So we'll see. We'll do that when we do our NFL preview. We'll get to that. Thanks, Jacob. 877-99 on Fox.
Let's go to Matthew in Vegas. You're on the iCouple.
Hey, no, I appreciate you guys taking my call. It's an honor to talk to you. I listen to you all the time.
Thanks, Matthew.
I think it's a really important topic to bring up. I mean, as a dad myself, I understand why someone like Tom would want to give his son that opportunity. But at the same time, and I've worked in various levels of government my whole life, and there's just strict protocols in place that disallow that kind of activity because of just how much people could take advantage of it. And like you guys said, just the opportunity that it's closing from
from other people
to get in there. Yeah, exactly.
See, I get it. You know what? You explained it beautifully. You have a son. Sure, you would want your son to be ball boy, right? I get it, right? Everybody would.
Right.
But everybody's son can't be ball boy, right? Everybody, there's 53 players. We don't need 53 ball boys. And so that's not possible. And then you talked about being in corporate America, and they just frown on that. And they don't want that because it does limit other people. 877-99 on Fox.
Let's go to Ian in Minnesota. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys? Long-time listener, never called in before.
Wow. We moved you today. I love that.
Heck yeah, brother. Hey, here's what I got to say, man. I worry a lot more about disqualifying people from jobs. And I say this, I'm a Vikings fan. Mike Zimmer's son is on our coaching staff. You know what, man? The guy busted his butt. Maybe he got an opportunity that he
you
only
can't say
got
maybe.
Because of...
Take maybe out. Say he got one. It's not maybe.
Okay. You know what? Fair enough. This guy got an opportunity because he knew somebody. But that's the real world, brother.
The only problem is it ain't fair to the people who play in the NFL. The NFL's 75% black, and yet those guys can't get opportunities. That's why I have a problem with nepotism in the NFL.
Okay, so fair enough. I will challenge you by saying this, though. The player community is 75% black. I think everybody should have an equal opportunity for any job. But you know the real world, man. Everybody gets a job. Their dream job came because they busted their ass and they
not everybody. Not everybody. That's a fallacy. I hear you. That's a fallacy. It's not everybody. Some people snuck in through the back door.
I don't necessarily believe that just by working hard, you're going to get what you want.
Everybody,
like,
right.
I'm sorry hell, it's just in my personal life, I know that it's what I did after I was walked into doors, what I did kept me there, right? Like if Tom Brady's son is messing up as a ball boy, I can't imagine that he's going to have, I mean, he'll have a leash, right? But it's not going to be a super crazy long leash. Like at the end of the day, we need the ball to be where it's supposed to be, ball boy, right?
No doubt. Hey, we did find some sound of Brady talking to his son off the mic, you know. Are you ready? All right, guys, play that. Here we go. Wait a minute. You can't laugh before I do it. Hey, son, let the air out of the ball and slow, just like we did in New England. All right, now we got it.
You need another noise that's like a good umpire who's like a good Joe West. You're out. Strike three. You missed. That was Giannis from three just now. Okay,
man, that
you
just
tried
killed me.
All the effort in the world, but it was yikes.
All right, it is the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, Rob Parker and Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard. Now let's welcome in one of the best in the business, John Paul Morosi, of course, MLB insider for Fox Sports Radio and MLB Network. John Paul, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Rob and Martin, I am doing great. I am speaking with you live from Williamsport, PA. We're here for the MLB Little League Classic on Sunday. What a great month it's been for baseball, the Field of Dreams. And now here in Williamsport, the soul of the game, my friends, the Little League World Series, all that enthusiasm for the sport, so it's a great time for baseball.
No doubt. Always a great show. We got a couple some good topics to get to you, John Paul. Let's start with the Trevor Bauer. He won in court. The restraining order is not happening. But that doesn't mean he's out of the woods. I mean, obviously. What do you make of what happened in court and the future of Trevor Bauer moving forward?
Well, Rob, I think to your point, those are very separate topics. I think obviously this was the hearing on the restraining order. There are still
investigations ongoing, both from MLB and the Pasadena authorities. What the outcome is of that, it's hard to project and speculate about what that's going to be. But I do believe, Rob, that it is a separate distinction of at what point in time and what would have to happen for the Los Angeles Dodgers to be comfortable with the idea of Bauer pitching for them again. And we don't know that right now. That to me is the big question. It may be that he is cleared from a standpoint in the future. We don't know. Obviously, if it's possible that perhaps if you look up in a couple months from now, are there no ongoing proceedings? It's hard to know where that all stands, but it's a separate distinction from what the Dodgers want to have and how they believe they have to do right by their fans and by their own morals about if they want them to put on the uniform again and pitch for them. That's a separate conversation. And the Dodgers so far, Rob and Martin, they've been very, very quiet in terms of speaking on Bauer's behalf. And it leaves you wondering if and when they're ever going to be comfortable with him taking the field for them again.
Well, I wonder real quick, is there in baseball with the Dodgers, say the Dodgers did want him to come back and play, could there be like a commissioner's exemplis like in football where it's like the commissioner says this guy can't play for any of the partner clubs in the league?
Well, it's a very fair question, Martin. What I would say is this, that the commissioner's ability to levy that sort of a decision would be in the form of a suspension. And so right now he is still on paid administrative leave. It is possible that once MLB believes that any existing investigations are complete one way or the other, and if MLB feels like they've got enough information in front of them to where they believe if a suspension is warranted, they could levy that suspension, which again, during the term of the suspension, he would be ineligible to play for any team. And then, of course, he could then be reinstated afterward. The Dodgers then, of course, would have to make the decision, do you just release the player if it comes to that? And that would then have to be the next question of, does another team come up and sign him? But to that point, in terms of this year, guys, he is the highest paid player single year in terms of cash for this season of any player in the sport. But, of course, if he is suspended, which the suspension would be without pay, the administrative leave is still with pay, the suspension would be without pay. And we have to see how the financials work out of that on the back end if he's suspended. But then there are still multiple years left on this contract, which if and when he is reinstated, he would then be due his salary. So that's a separate conversation, Martin, about if the Dodgers feel comfortable with him pitching for them again. And if he does not, if they don't feel comfortable, and if he's reinstated, then they would owe him the money to not pitch for them.
All right, couple more things we definitely want to get to. The Yankees are red hot. I thought that they were dead in the water, John, Paul. They just couldn't score. You remember they were struggling, and they went out at the trade deadline, and they got two left-handed bats, which they needed desperately in that lineup at Yankee Stadium, in Gallo and Rizzo. Brian Cashman, you know, came through when they needed him because he hadn't done a great job putting together that roster. But anyway, they're red hot. What do you think of the Yankees now, and do they have a chance of roll? It looks like the Red Sox are dead, but do the Yankees have a chance of maybe getting to the World Series?
Well, certainly they do, and I do think, Rob, that when you look at what's happened for them, yes, they brought in Rizzo, yes, they brought in Gallo, but I actually think it's been the effect of the guys who have been there all along. Stanton has had better at-bats. Judge, you look at him earlier this week, he walks three times against the Red Sox. He's taking very good at-bats. Sanchez had a couple key hits against the Red Sox earlier in the week. And you're seeing some other players really contributing in unique circumstances. Andrew Velasquez, a great story. Of course, he grows up in the Bronx. So while the trade deadline was impactful for them, remember, Rizzo missed a lot of time on the COVID IL. And so it wasn't just those players coming in. They just finally got into a rhythm as a lineup. And I think having LeMahieu bat lead off has been good. You know, his numbers are not where you'd expect them to be, Rob, but he is still a really good player. He is still someone that really
links this lineup together. And I've been very impressed with the at-bats that you've seen from Judge and Stanton lately. I think that's been really important for them. Cole has come back and pitched well. Taillon has had some really big starts for them here in recent weeks. The bullpen, even though it's been inconsistent during a lot of the year, that has tightened up a little bit in the last little while. So it's been a really interesting story. And I think part of the conversation here, too, is the Red Sox have just come back down to earth. And
right, they weren't that really good. Right.
Exactly right. They were not as good as the record for the first 4 months indicated. And I think, Rob, for me, a relatively quiet trade deadline from Chaim Bloom, their president of baseball operations, was a bit of a damning indictment on that club. I think it basically spoke to the fact that the Red Sox front office was a little bit unsure of how good this team really was and if they were really worth going all in at the deadline. They clearly did not go all in at the deadline, and you've seen now the Rays and the Yankees both playing better baseball than the Red Sox here in recent weeks.
No doubt. Hey, we only have time for one other question, and I want to give you enough time to be thorough on it. But Jack Morris, a part of the Tigers, and of course all three of us spent time in Detroit and know Tiger baseball and how much people love the Tigers. And, of course, Jack Morris was a big-time Hall of Fame pitcher, pitched for the Tigers. But what did you make of just the comments, what happened? Because it really was – it was, to me, I'll say, John Paul, it was shocking that he went there. What was your take and what Bally Sports did and the comments the Tigers had?
Well, it was shocking, Rob, I agree, and really disappointing. And obviously any sort of caricature or any sort of racially tinged commentary during a game has no place. And I think that, unfortunately, it speaks to a larger conversation about racist language that's been used in different formats. And even if it's not, Rob, to this level, I think that even we have seen other offenses where Shohei Ohtani has been, I think, clearly disrespected in terms of the way he's being spoken about. And I really think it's important, as we talk about this game and how global baseball is, that even the lesser offensive language, this was really offensive, even offenses that are maybe not rising to this level, that are out there on a more consistent basis about criticisms that are totally unfair to ethnic minorities, to those who don't speak English as a first language. It's incredibly disrespectful, and it's counterproductive to what the game should be. We should be talking about and projecting out into the world, this, we want this to be the best league in the world. We want all players to be comfortable coming here and knowing that when their games are presented and broadcast, that their play on the field, who they are as a person, is being championed and spoken about in respectful terms. And yes, let's just take a very micro example here, Rob and Martin. I'll make this point.
Real quick, that
a player in Japan is watching all this unfold, and he is saying to himself, if that's how I'm going to be treated, do I really want to go play in Major League Baseball? And if that's the decision that he makes, then the league, then the potential team he would join, it's all lesser for his decision to not come here because he doesn't feel comfortable. And that's counterproductive to the mission that we should have as a country and the mission that we should have in Major League Baseball.
Well said. John Paul Morosi, MLB insider, of course, for Fox Sports Radio and the MLB Network. John Paul, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
My pleasure, guys. Have a wonderful weekend. All the best. Thanks so much for
having
me on the show.
Appreciate it. Yep, as always. All right, coming up next, I'll tell you what got me riled up. What's my beef is next on The Odd Couple right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up on Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up on Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is the Odd Couple on a funky flashback Friday. Rob Parker and Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it can happen easily. A few drinks become a few too many. It's time to go. You think of calling a ride to get home and you go, nah, what's the worst thing that can happen? You could get pulled over. You could lose your license. You could total your car. Hey, you could even kill someone. Drive sober or get pulled over, paid for by NHTSA. All right, as we do every Friday, it's time for What's My Beef?
Here's My Beef. It's sponsored by MLB Bro, because you need to know.
What up? It's Friday. It's Rob Parker, and here's my beef. Why do people wash dishes with dirty sponges? It doesn't make any sense. I know it has soap on it, but it's still dirty. You wouldn't take a bath with the same washcloth over and over without washing it, would you? Sponges have to be replaced. Every year you should buy a 12-pack of sponge, and every month you replace your old sponge with a new sponge. It's so easy. The next time you're eating and your dishes taste funny, it means you need to replace your sponge. I'm Rob Parker, and that's my beef.
It's sponsored by MLB Bro, because you need to know.
Martin, do you change your sponges in your house?
I change my sponges in my house much more frequently than you do. You
once a month is good. I don't need to change
sponges in a year.
Yes.
I mean, come on. You sound like a celebrity. You know what? Next, you'll tell me you don't wash your legs. No, I'm just kidding. No, but no.
Where did that come from? You know, people don't wash their legs.
If you were on Twitter, and I get you, I don't have a Twitter account.
But
you were like actively on Twitter, you would have known.
I heard something about that, but I didn't know what that
you
meant.
You would have seen it if you ever click on like the trending topics, Rob. That's what everybody else
legs?
Is talking
all
about.
All right, but let me ask you about
your
sponge.
I wash my entire body multiple times a day. First of all, and I go to the dollar store. The dollar store, my ex-girlfriend, she taught me two good things. The first one was the dollar store. The second was not for radio. But the dollar store has cleaning supplies that you can go crazy. You spend $20 at the dollar store, you will need nothing for the rest of the year, right? You can get all your – so I go to the dollar store, get a six-pack of sponges for a dollar, and I probably use – maybe I think a sponge probably gets about a pay period in my house. About
is
a 14
that every
day
two
period.
Weeks you change. That's pretty impressive. All right.
As soon as it gets like hard, or as soon as you can tell it's been like overly used, throw that thing away. It was less than 20 cents.
Hey, Lee and Don, jump in here too. How often do you change, Lee? Do you change the sponge in your sink? Because you don't use the same sponge you use in your sink that you use in the bathroom, right? They're separate sponges, of course, right?
No, definitely. Yes. Okay. I'm ashamed to admit it probably goes longer. And I actually don't have a dishwasher. I'm one of the few people who don't. So I think it probably gets more use than it should.
Right.
But I always have like three sponges next to the sink. So I'm always just using whatever looks cleanest.
I got you. Don, do you change your sponges or not?
I would say that I probably change mine every 3 weeks. I would say.
I don't know about that.
That's pretty good.
I feel like he was trying to come up with a socially acceptable answer.
What are you trying to say? Don's a liar?
That's what he's trying to say right now.
He was like 3 months.
He said every 3 weeks. Don, you know, like if people don't understand this because they think you have soap and water on a sponge that you could keep using it. No, sponges get dirty. They get grease in it. And your dishes start to taste funny because you're just rubbing dirt and grime back on the dishes. So I think this was one you could use, a what's my beef. All right, final hour of the program coming up. And we're going to, for all you weed heads out there, we're talking about you. That's what we want to hear from, the people who consume weed. We want to hear from you next on The Odd Couple right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount+, and the stakes have never been higher.
Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.